In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Turn it up Tuesday, crack it at the 12th. Anything you want to hear loud, doesn't matter the genre. Send your song request to Nolan McGraw, Plaza Sports text line at 410-583-1057. He's going to make it happen for you, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Quick draw. It is Vinny and Haney. Ravens off today, but getting at it tomorrow, getting ready for the Cleveland Browns, trying to get to 500 for the first time since week two when they beat, you guessed it, the Cleveland Browns. Here to preview that and talk about the turnaround of the defense. From Baltimore, let's see, from USA Today, it's the Ravens Wires on the Window Nation guest hotline. Welcome in as we do every Tuesday. Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, good morning. What's happening?
You're just hanging in, guys. I mean, look, this Ravens team, they've turned it around. You mentioned defensively, it's been great. And I think that, you know, now you have an opportunity. I mean, you've had an opportunity. They take advantage of it. And now you have the Browns this week, the Jets next week, and then you got the Bengals on Thanksgiving night. So another opportunity and multiple opportunities actually to go out there and stack some more wins.
Now, the turnovers have been coming for the Ravens. The point totals for the opposing teams have been decreasing. Sack totals not exactly going through the roof, but they did have 12 quarterback hits against Minnesota, team, by the way, that had given up 33 sacks heading into Sunday's game. Is this possibly an indicator, Kevin, that the sack numbers are going to start to increase with everything else defensively here?
Yeah, I hope so, yeah, especially with the blitzing. We obviously know that Baltimore has had a tough time generating pressure with just rushing four this season, and while that was better against the Vikings, and, you know, I think Draymond Jones coming in, and he had four pressures himself. He was good in that regard. You know, I think that's a step in the right direction. So I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing pass rush-wise. Is it where it needs to be right now? You know, no, I think you still need some improvement, but it certainly is an improvement. And I think that's all you can ask for. You know, Travis Jones had a really great game on Sunday, and other guys stepping up too. You know, and the thing with Baltimore is I think it's okay that they're blitzing a lot and at least a lot more. Coming into the week, I mean, Baltimore is all the way up at 10th in terms of blitz percentage. Earlier in the season, like a month in, they were down at like 30th. So obviously the bye week, we heard Zach Gore talk about coming out of it, how they had worked on their pressure packages and blitz packages, and that was really something they emphasized. And these last 3 weeks, you know, they were tired of kind of watching quarterbacks sit back there and pick them apart. They said, all right, if you know, pressure, we're not going to get it with four guys. We're going to bring the pressure to you and make you make a play. And that's really helped them so far. So I would think the sack numbers would follow. I don't expect this team to be a high sack. No, I don't expect them to get like five sacks a game or anything, but I could see a couple games where they break out, especially with the teams they have on their schedule remaining. I think it's possible.
Yeah, Kevin, I think one of the biggest things, getting Gilman allowed Hamilton to get down in where he, you know, because his bliss percentage is probably extremely high. And then being able to move Draymond Jones over to the guard or tackle, I think that helps to get you more athleticism rushing the passer too. So I think that's another thing that helps. And I think Roquan's a good blitzer, and I think Buchanan is a good blitzer.
Yeah, they just look a lot faster out there, like everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned Roquan and Teddy, but like a lot of guys that – you know, we know they're a sideline. I remember – so the play that actually sticks out to me, it's not a blitz or a sack or anything, but on that screen play that they ran early where it was a screen play to Jefferson on third down and then Jefferson threw it back to McCarthy.
Right.
And it was like Van Noy and nobody on that side of the field, and Van Noy did just enough to trip him up. Then you see Hamilton just like scream over there and tackle him, and a couple other guys get over there really quickly. Like, it just seems like they're rallying to the ball. And that's what they have been when they've been at their best, is they're just a rally to the ball team. And we've seen that a lot. And I think that for me, yeah, I mean, at this point, you might as well, they're even good reposition Kyle Hamilton as an edge. You could put him Kyle Hamilton edge for the Baltimore Ravens. I don't think anybody would question you because of how he's played all over the field. You mentioned Gilman. That's been an amazing acquisition for them because of what you talked about with Hamilton being able to move all over the place. But you know, I even liked it when they did line up Draymond Jones over the guard and the center, and they had him stand up on some of those plays too and use him that way with his versatility. You know, he's not a D lineman anymore in terms of, you know, his body type or any of that. He's an edge, but I think the versatility that he has is really important. So, you know, a lot of positives right now, and I like what they're doing because they're getting creative with it. They're getting unique with it. And, you know, we even saw a lot of times, well, not a lot, but sometimes they would have like seven or eight guys up at the line. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's all right. It's kind of, you're playing that guessing game. If you're a young quarterback, it almost reminded me of Don Martindale. Of like, all right, who's coming and who's not? You got to identify who's bailing and who's blitzing. And that's all stuff that I think they can use moving forward.
All right, Kevin, I think like the biggest problem, they've got one humongous problem right now, and you know, and Harb's talked about goal line and all that stuff. Left guard, right tackle. To me, that's the biggest problem they got right now because it kills them in the run game and it affects them in the pass game.
It's tough, and you know, at this point, it's just, you know, I've talked about how I think they needed to bring in some more competition in the offseason. Kind of handed those
guards. Forget the offseason; they got a lot of games they got to win yet.
For this past off season in terms of the competition, it wasn't great. And, you know, I thought that they, you know, they drafted Emory Jones and that was great, but they knew he was injured and, you know, probably didn't work out the way they thought there, but they handed off those guard spots pretty easily in the off season of like, all right, you're just going to kind of win it and not really get competition. So, you know, trade deadline's gone, off season's gone. It is what it is right now. It's kind of what they have. You have to rock out with it. And, you know, unfortunately, I don't know if this is a Super Bowl winning. I mean, it's not a Super Bowl winning offensive line. It's just a matter of, like, is everybody else better than the offensive line to carry the offensive line to a championship? So, you know, it's tough because you see it every week with guys like Falele and Voorhees and Rosengarten, like you talked about. It's been tough because, you know, the regression from Rosengarten's really hurt them. And even Stanley being in and out of the lineup with injury earlier in the season hurt them as well. So you're hoping that Stanley can continue to stack healthy games because, you know, I don't know if I can watch Joe Noteboom out there again. Noteboom has been rough.
Yeah.
They're missing McCary, I think, in a big way. He essentially was five roster spots and one. So he's someone that was never, you know, a star in any position, but you know, you didn't have to worry. And if you had a guy that was struggling, you could bench him and say, all right, we have a guy that can come in and play that position one for one. And they're missing that in a big way. The offensive line depth really took a hit. So you're right. I mean, the offensive line is by far the biggest issue because I think, like we talked about with the pass rush, still not where it needs to be, but we've seen improvement. And you're, at least for me, I'm encouraged by what I've seen there. And I have confidence that they can get to where they need to be by the time the playoffs begin, assuming they get to the playoffs and make it. But offensive line-wise, you know, they haven't really shown me a lot, especially those three guys that you talked about.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Kevin, Ravens, big favorites against Cleveland coming up on Sunday. What's happening on the Ravens Wire as we get ready for Baltimore trying to get to 500 for the first time since the second game of the season?
Yeah, crazy we're here. I just diving into the Ravens and Browns matchup. Kind of interesting. The Ravens play the Browns twice before they play the Bengals or Steelers once. So we talk about that little schedule quirk they have, and also looking ahead, seeing, you know, with that Browns game, that Jets game, that Bengals game, can they pull off a run here? Seems like that division, you know, they're not winning it yet, but they're on their way. So looking at that Steelers team too, and comparing them, a lot of things going on.
Kevin, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday.
Absolutely, guys. You got it. Thanks so much.
Yep. There's Kevin Ostreicher. We'll come back. It's the whip around what happened in the world of sports last night. Well, the Wizards found a way to lose, because that's kind of what they do when you've lost nine in a row. And Vinny, he's in a quandary in the NHL tonight. We'll get into that. Notes from the North coming up at 11:30. We're going to Pittsburgh with Brian Batko. We got Jeff Hobson talking Bengals, and Chris Easterling talking to Browns, who are hosting the Ravens. But pain in the ass game. Cleveland's never an easy task.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game, everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
A lot of Fire Nico calls in Dallas NBA since the trade. Luka Doncic going to the Lakers for Anthony Davis. Luka's dealing for L.A. Anthony Davis is hurt. Again, in Dallas, they blew a lead last night when they lost. I mean, the draft isn't fixed. They managed to get the number one pick, Cooper Flagg, who actually had a good game last night. But again, they lost. They're 3-8. And today, Fire Nico, it happened. It's not officially official, but sources throughout the world of sports, Shams over there in ESPN, Nico Harrison out as GM of the Dallas Mavericks. I mean, Kyrie's not going to be ready to play until after the new year. Davis is hurt, as usual. I mean, there's only so much they can do. Gafford's come back, but he was banged up. So trading a generational guy for an oft-injured guy and still getting the first pick in the draft, and we don't know what Cooper Flagg's going to be. He could be that guy.
Yeah.
But Nico Harrison, see you. 11 games in. 2025-26. Wizards last night. I was watching the game. When Peacock had a hard time with the the streaming for whatever reason. But they're beating Detroit. Detroit, by the way, number one team record-wise in the East right now. Wizards are up double digits in the fourth quarter. They're up three. 2 seconds left. Miss a free throw. Detroit gets the rebound. Of course, in the NBA, you call timeout. You get it half court. They bang a three. Goes in overtime. Anyway, enough of there. Here's a team that's lost nine in a row, losing to a team that, as we said, is the number one team in the East right now.
To come right back off. Well, he blew up the screen.
Jenkins from the corner. Oh, Jenkins with the heroics. Overtime is underway. Washington first crack at it. Blocks. Green with the rejection. Jenkins. Cunningham down the left.
Well, why don't you brag about it? Why don't you? Peacock on the call. As the Pistons overcome the Wizards, 137-135 in OT. Jenkins hit the three, sent it into overtime. Cade Cunningham, 46 points, 12 boards, 11 assists, 5 steals, 2 blocks. 46 shot attempts last night. 46 shot attempts. For the Wiz, hey, CJ McCollum at 42. Bob Carrington, Baltimore, 11 points, 7 boards, 5 assists. Cam Whitmore had one of the dunks of the night. Another Baltimore kid had 20, but it was not enough. Wiz have lost 9 in a row. Pistons have won 7 in a row. So a season of losses, that was the worst. They blew a 17-point lead early in the season to the Sixers, but it is what it is. San Antonio, they beat Chicago. The Bulls, 121-117. Kevin Huerter. Former Terp, 23 points, 5 boards, 5 assists. Jalen Smith, former Terp, Baltimore, Mount St. Joe, 11 points, 12 boards. He had 2 assists. Oh, Wemby, there's your face of the league right there.
No doubt.
38 points, 12 boards, 5 assists, 5 blocks. Another day at the office. Phoenix beat New Orleans, 121-98. For Pelicans, Derek Queen, Baltimore's own Terps, 12.6 boards, an assist, and 2 steals. And that's going on out there. But Grayson Allen, remember him? He had a big night for the Phoenix Suns. Maryland basketball tonight, taking on Alcorn. We'll talk about that next hour. Dave LaMonaco, TerrapinTimes.com, and also preview Maryland and Illinois football. Terps getting 15.5 in that one. On the ice tonight, Vinny.
Yeah.
The Capitals are at the Canes.
Yeah.
So who's Vinny Serrato rooting for? A longtime Cap supporter.
Yeah.
Athletic supporter.
I've been a Caps fan, Bob, since Ovi got drafted, and I was at the Redskins, you know. But Carolina drafted Charlie. I'm for Carolina. Carolina's in second place, Bob. They won 4 in a row. They're playing pretty good right now. Caps have lost 2. They're 3-6-1 in their last 10. They're 3-3 on the road. Carolina's 5-1 at home. Tough place to play there. It gets really loud. So, I'll be going Hurricanes tonight.
We'll come back. We're going to talk about the AFC North. Notes from the North, as we like to call it. We're going to Pittsburgh. Brian Bacco. What about that offense? Jeff Hobson. Bengals.com. What about that defense? And then we got Chris Easterling from the Akron Beacon Journal talking about the Browns. What about the organization? We got a lot to get to. Notes from the North next. Turn it up Tuesday. We'll talk to Nolan later in the hour.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
As well.
Bengals, Browns, Steelers, and Ravens. Vinny and Haney's Notes from the North.
Notes from the North, Turn It Up Tuesday. It's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. All of our guests brought to you by the Window Nation Guest Hotline. We're 10 weeks into the season, looking ahead to week 11. Let's go to Pittsburgh first. From the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, let's welcome back to the show Brian Bacco. And Brian, when we talk to you and everybody else from Pittsburgh land, it's always about the defense not being all that great. Where the hell's the offense going all of a sudden?
Yeah, fellas, I feel like right now this is such a bad 5-4 team. It's weird. I mean, not only are they still a game above 500 and leading the AFC North, but we are only a week removed from them beating the Colts, the NFL leading Colts, and yet it all just feels so hollow after the way they played Sunday night against the Chargers. And you pretty much hit the nail on the head, Bob. I mean, the offense isn't playing well. The defense isn't really playing well. There's just not a lot that's encouraging right now for the Steelers, despite their record being what it is.
Where's the hope, Brian? Where's the hope? What is, you know, because I mean, you heard the coach, you heard Mike talk after the game, you saw it, you know, he wasn't happy with it either.
No, that was about as ticked off as I've seen him in a while. Really, really curt with us. And, I don't know, the acoustics weren't too good in the Chargers visiting media room. Maybe he was just annoyed by the environmental factors at play. But he didn't like the questions either. He just seems like a guy who's kind of lost for answers right now. I think the hope, you know, partially is Aaron Rodgers won't have a game like that again. But, you know, he's 41. He's about to be 42. He might have more games like that coming. So I would say the hope is actually in the run game finding its footing. Because Jaylen Warren has been probably their best player who's not a kicker this year, guys. I mean, he rolls out of bed in the morning and makes somebody miss. He's been really good and really efficient replacing Najee Harris as that lead back. So maybe as the weather turns here, it's freezing right now in Pittsburgh, maybe they'll lean into the run game more, and that will be what kind of keeps them afloat and allows them to control some of these games better.
Now, is Ramsey going to work out at free safety?
Yeah, he's been really good there, actually, Vinny. I mean, he has been probably their best defensive player this season because he's come in and, you know, he's been their best corner. He hasn't been his old self at that spot, but he was probably their best corner, whether outside or inside, and now they've moved him to safety, and he's kind of helped stabilize things for them at that position with no Minkah Fitzpatrick. So I do get the sense that they're going to want to leave him there. And kind of interesting too, they are reportedly having Asante Samuel Jr. in for a visit tomorrow. Maybe he'll be another person to call up in the Rolodex to try to fix this secondary.
Brian, last thing for you, handicap the AFC North, where we are right now, November 11th.
I get the feeling that the Ravens are going to continue to ride this hot streak, and I would pick them to be sitting on top of it at the end of this season. That Week 18 game, though, does loom large between those two in Pittsburgh, because, you know, I just can't count out the Steelers from completely collapsing. They never do that under Mike Tomlin. So that might be a game where they have to beat the Ravens. But, man, I think I actually feel better about the Ravens coming all the way back and winning it than I do about the Steelers even finishing above the Bengals at this point, the way they're playing.
Brian Bacco, Brian, appreciate it as always. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. We now go to Cincinnati, talking about the Bengals who take on the Steelers coming up this Sunday from Bengals.com. Jeff Hobson and Hobbs, great to talk to you. I mean, you watch Flacco, obviously, his entirety of his Ravens career and then his various stops since he left Baltimore. What's it like watching him at his advanced age just doing some things for that Bengals offense here?
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me on. I agree totally with what that guy said before me.
Brian Beckham.
Yeah, and I think that, Flacco doesn't make you feel old. So this is great. I feel like it's 08. He's going into Pittsburgh just like that rookie year, right? For the AFC Championship game with the Steelers, which was, I remember Willie Anderson telling me it was the most physical game he was ever in. That's how long this man's been around. So it's anytime you're in the building for a guy to throw to 470, it's kind of nice.
Hey, Hobbs, I've been Duke Tobin's been getting a little heat as of late because of the talent, you know, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Warranted or not?
Yeah. Well, Vinny, all I know is Burrow, at the end of last year, they were the number one pass offense in the league. You throw in Flacco, who's like got two practices, and in the last month, they got the number one offense in the league. So, talent, yeah, talent. Defensively, you know, they're three or four missed tackles from being 5-4 and being in the middle of this thing. That said, they're giving up historically eye-raising numbers. And, of course, Vinny, you've been in this thing long enough. You know it gets a whole philosophical discussion started. Scheme, talent, coaching, da-da-da-da, right? And right now, they got to figure it out. I think they've done a pretty, I don't think there's a dearth of talent on the club, but I think defensively they need to get production, I think specifically from their rookie linebackers now, Barricada and Demetrius Knight, who are seen as good players, but they're young and they're playing at a tough position, breaking in at a tough position together. That's a tough ask. And they need these edge rushers that they've drafted high. Osai, Miles Murphy, Shamar Stewart. They need to get some production for them. Stewart had a great bust out, you know, training camp and a really good preseason, and he injured his ankle the same day Burrow got hurt, you know, second game of the season, and he hasn't really been right since. So they gotta get something out of him.
I think they were
before he got hurt.
Now, Hobbs, you know, I saw the clip of Burrow, you know, standing on the side and throwing. Looked like he had a steel plate in his shoe, you know, so it'll be interesting. I mean, with the schedule they got to play, Hobbs, and if things don't go right, will it even be worth his while to come back if it goes that way?
Well, I'll let you tell Joe Burrow he's not playing if he's healthy. That's just not how he's made. You know, that's just not how he's. Mm-hmm. That's not how he's made. Now, I also think you know how the division is. You know, this thing's a demolition derby. I think the Ravens. You know, I think the Ravens at a lead dog. But I could also see this thing going down to the end. I mean, I don't. You know, with the Bengals being in it. I mean, they scored too many points. You know, and I think Joe said this. He said, you know, with the way it is right now, you know, they're in it. Now, if they lose a couple games and they're not in it, how does that affect the status? It's an interesting question. But I don't think, like I said, how do you keep a healthy Joe Burrow on the bench no matter what the record is?
Jeff Hobbs at Bengals.com. Hobbs, always appreciate the time. Let's go to Cleveland now. From the Akron Beacon Journal, let's bring in Chris Easterling. And Chris, special teams, not Cleveland's friend this past Sunday against the Jets. And kind of a rare occasion you see a punt and kickoff return in the same game. And we've seen the Brown, we've seen helmets being thrown by Myles Garrett. I don't want to say deflating, but what was the frustration level after that one when we all thought around Baltimore parts that Cleveland was going to win that game?
Very high. I think, you know, this team just finds new ways to win, or I should say new ways to lose every week. And this was a new one, you know, two returns for touchdowns given up in 36 seconds. They win that game if they don't give up those two returns. The defense was not going to give up enough, allow the Jets to score enough points on offense without those two returns. So, yeah, the frustration levels are high because even though the offense didn't score more than 20 points, the offense, you talk to some of the offensive guys, they felt like it was more efficient. Tommy Rees calling the plays, they felt like they might have found something that they can that can work going forward on offense. And then, you know, it's just you plug one hole, or you think you're plugging one hole of this team, and another three holes open up, and the water just cascades through.
Now, Chris, watching some of that game, I mean, protection seemed to be a big problem. You know, I mean, they had a hard time blocking, and then they were letting just some free runners go. The pass protection didn't seem solid at times.
It's been a problem all season, but really. I mean, you know, obviously you look at the lines, you look at the names on up front for them, and it's a group that you would think would make for a good offensive line. But it just hasn't worked. The tackles have been in constant rotation, and I think guys like Podonio and Teller have, you know, and Posick have had to overcompensate for the lack of help on the edge of the line. And yeah, I mean, teams have kind of figured out how to put pressure on it, and I think the young quarterback also isn't helping. I think the speed of the game he's still trying to adjust to, and all of it's just combining to really make you know, teams be very effective with their pass rush against Cleveland.
Why do you think Judy, you know, has 28 catches with 66 targets? I mean, he's got a lot of drops in there also.
Well, I think that's something. Part of it's drops, part of it's you know, it's errant throws in some regards from Gabriel. It's just a combination of a lot of things. I think there's some confidence issues there with Jerry, you know, because, you know, he comes off a big year and he's trying to duplicate it, and you see it with the drops, I think the fact that there's other guys that haven't really stepped up in this receiving core, that's, you know, that's putting extra pressure on Judy to make plays, and it's also allowing defenses to sort of over, you know, make to try to work extra to take away Judy. Not work extra, but, you know, they know they can focus on Jerry Judy because he's the one proven guy in this receiving corps. And so it's just, you know, it's just compounding things, and it's led to, you know, really Jerry for the second year in a row not really getting off to a great start. Now, when Jameis took over last year, you saw him take off. And, you know, there's some thought that maybe, even though it was just six catches, 78 yards last week against the Jets, maybe there's a start of something to develop that Tommy Rees and calling the plays and try to get him more involved early to maybe turn this and, you know, maybe jumpstart him a little bit more over these last few games.
Chris Easterling, the Akron Beacon Journal. Chris, we appreciate the time. As the Ravens go to Cleveland coming up Sunday at 4:25, Ravens 7.5-point favorites. And listen to those three guys. Why don't we even play the schedule? Just give the Ravens the AFC North and get it over with. Put them in the playoffs. We'll come back, talk to Nolan McGraw. News from the NASCAR to hear from John Harbaugh coming up at noon. Buy or sell 12:15. Where's the Turn It Up Tuesday money? And we'll talk Maryland hoops and football with Dave LaMonaco from TerrapinTimes.com. And, of course, if you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. As Brian Kelly, not going to wait quietly.
Well,
in LSU world, he wants that 56 mil, baby.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, my contract says this is what I get, you know. So They're trying to say that the AD, Bob Woodard,
the one who got fired,
yeah, didn't have the authority to fire him. So he really hadn't been terminated until just the other day, and they're trying to fire him for cause and
get him out of the deal.
Yeah, they offered him like $30 million or something, and I'd be like, go talk to my agent.
So Brian Kelly, he's gone, but not really in LSU. And we'll get Jerry's thoughts on, you know, Virginia lost, Memphis lost. They were in the playoff field last week. So that's going to be zany at the back end of that one. But let's bring Nolan McGraw in. Quick Draw, how you feeling over there?
Feeling good today. Just continuing AFC North talk from last segment. This Joe Burrow stuff, you know, popped up yesterday with him returning practice, opened up the 21-day window for him to actually return to real game action. And when he went down with that injury earlier this year, it was pretty much considered a foregone conclusion that he was done for the year. That was it. You know, that style of injury, the severity of it, it wouldn't be back. I mean, look at someone like Brock Purdy, also a turf toe. But when he suffered his, they said, well, it's not as bad as Burrow. But even then, Purdy has been missing in action this entire time. So I just assumed that was the last we'd see of Burrow. Don't have to worry about the Bengals at all. Now here we are. And he's getting asked specifically, hey, Thanksgiving Day, that falls kind of right there up against the end of that 21-day window. Do you have the Thanksgiving game against the Ravens, a team that you've had pretty heated history against or a strong history against? Would that mean anything extra to you to be back for that? He said it'd be very meaningful to be back for that, but he's not making any commitment as far as a time thing. I think this is all still a little smoke and mirrors.
I agree.
The fact that he's out there is interesting to me. It's newsworthy that he's not just packing it in already. But to be honest, it might not be up to him. I mean, if they lose these next two games, Steelers, Patriots after that, two very losable games for them, any game's losable with that defense, then what's the point? You know, you got seven losses at that point in the season. What are you throwing Joe Burrow out there for? To say, hey, go run the table and give us maybe a shot to have some sort of tiebreaker scenario at the end. I don't think that's worth it at all.
I would tend to agree with you, Nolan. And he's still got a lot of rehab left to do because, like I said, I'm betting that there, and it looked like there was a steel plate in his shoe so you can't bend it or anything. So, I mean, for him to really push off and drive off that thing and do all that, he's got 3 weeks, and he'll have to earn it over those 3 weeks because that's a tough deal to come back from.
But as Jeff Hobson just said from Bengals.com, you know, his compete level's pretty high. He's also watching Flacco putting up 400 yards a game, too, going, what the hell's going on around here?
Well, that's the other part.
This could be me.
Is that obviously Burrow, way better than Joe Flacco. I think we can all agree on that.
Doesn't turn the ball over like Joe.
But Joe's not the problem.
Right.
So, I mean, you know,
the offense isn't the problem.
You swap them in and out. All right, what? They score, 40 a game? It's still probably not enough. I mean, they're going to give up 45. So I think, all in all, it's probably nothing to see here, but a little concern in the back of your head if you're the Ravens.
But Jeff was also talking about the defense, saying that, you know, they're not devoid of talent.
He works for the team.
I got it. Bengals.com speaks for itself. But Burrow last year, to your point, Nolan, he threw 9 touchdowns and 1 pick against the Ravens.
Yeah.
And they lost both games. So what have they really done? The only thing they did to the defense is piss off their best player. And Trey Hendrickson, who's now banged up.
And I'm not playing until I'm 100% Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, I don't think any steel plates and foots or heads are going to get him back on that field. When we come back, news from the Nets, going to hear from John Harbaugh, buy or sell, where's the dough? Hopefully count that, talk about sports subjects. And then Dave LaMonaco, talk Terps, TerrapinTimes.com. Maryland Alcorn State tonight, you can hear it on the fan. It's on Big Ten Plus if you want to check it out. And then Loxley's Turtles, they've lost 5 in a row, and they're big underdogs at Champaign this Saturday.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.